One of the first episodes in this week's Sedra Vayera is Avraham Avinu's encounter with the angels who visited him whilst he was sitting outside his tent. And after they'd communicated their messages to him and finished their missions, they set off on the journey towards Sodom to destroy the city and to rescue Lot. And we're told that Avraham holech imam l'shalacham, that Avraham went with them to send them on their way. And Rashi comments, Leviya. Kasavor orchim heim, that he accompanied them because he thought they were guests. And the mitzvah of Leviyah, accompanying one's guests, is codified by the Rambam at the beginning of the fourteenth perek of Hilchot Avil, where he writes that there are a number of mitzvot which were formulated by Chazal and which fall under the general category of Havtal Re'acha Kamocha, that you should love your neighbour as yourself. And amongst them is the mitzvah to escort guests when they leave. And he goes on to say that out of all those mitzvot, which include Bikur Cholim, and Havayat HaMeit, and Nichum Avelim, and Simchat Katan V'Kala, etc., etc., the mitzvah of Leviyah is the greatest of them all, and that it's a statute that was ordained by Avraham Avinu. So what are the requirements of this mitzvah of Leviyah? The Rambam, citing the Gemara in Masechet Sotah Daf Mem Vav Amud Bet, says that a Rav needs to accompany their Talmid only as far as the outskirts of the city. A regular person should accompany a friend as far as the Tchum Shabbat extends beyond the edge of the city. A Talmid should accompany their teacher the distance of a Parsa, approximately 4 kilometers. And if it's their Rav Muvhak, their primary teacher, then they should accompany them to a distance of 3 parsaot, which is about 12 kilometers. Though he also writes that accompanying a guest even only 4 amot also earns one an inestimable reward. So it would seem that the mitzvah of Leviyah doesn't particularly apply in the case of a guest from Golders Green who's come to Hendon for dinner on a Friday night, but rather it applies when someone's going out of town. And the Rambam actually says, that we're talking about a person who's travelling from one place to another. And I guess that in olden times, when cities were smaller and when lots of people lived in more isolated areas, this would be a more common scenario than it is today. A person in a little hamlet might have had a guest who's then travelling on to the next destination. So instead of just opening the door for them and waving them onto the highway, the host has an obligation to accompany them on the initial stages of their journey. So the big question is, does the mitzvah of Leviyah apply at all nowadays, when the physical setup is very different? And presumably it depends somewhat on what the reason for that is for the mitzvah. The Chazon Ish is cited as saying that it's because of danger, so that the person shouldn't be alone and vulnerable in a hostile and unfamiliar environment, in which case it wouldn't usually be relevant in most contemporary situations today. But Rav Moshe Sternbach writes in his Sefer Chochma V'Da'at, this is actually for reasons of kavod, to show respect and honour to a guest, in which case it does apply nowadays, even though our guests might be local and not really going very far. And even according to the Chazon Ish's view, there are scenarios where it should apply. You might have someone from out of the area who's eating with you on a Friday night but sleeping somewhere else. And when you see them off at 11:30 onto the deserted streets, having told them they want to take the third right, followed by the fourth left, then to cross over at the second set of traffic lights, and then it's either the second or the third road on the right after that. It shouldn't take them more than 20 minutes, but they should be careful going past the Hatton Gartel pub because it's a rowdy crowd there on Friday nights. They might well feel a bit nervous about getting home safely, and Leviyah to make sure that at least starting in the right direction would be much appreciated. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Avat Chesed Chelek Gimel Perek Bet says that that's the main focus of the mitzvah of Leviyah, to make sure that your guests know where they're going when they leave your house. Another nafka mina between the Chazon Ish's concern of safety and Rav Moshe Sternbach's concern of kavod is about the question of a shaliach. If it's simply a matter of making sure that the guests are safe, then the host doesn't have to do it himself and he can get one of his kids or anyone else to do it on his behalf. But if it's an issue of kavod, then obviously the kavod is somewhat deficient if you get somebody else to do it for you. Ad kan.